film about? What's it really about? What genre does it hit? What is really being said? What's really being seen? That's what you're talking about.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Intermission Podcast. My name is Nitin and as always, I'm joined by my good friend Narendra Dodi. How are you doing, Dodi?
I'm doing good, Nitin. But again, Narendra Dodi is not the only name I'm known by. I'm also known as M.M. Keeravani, M.M. Kree, and Varadakamani.
perfect. Of course, so Dodi starts off all our episodes with this whole double identity alias thing. And
three aliases, Macha, not even like two.
It's a new year and there's an extra alias. But that also makes a lot of sense because for the first time on this podcast, we have three people. So, Dodi, why don't you introduce the third member, the third person to join the Intermission Podcast?
Yes, Nitin. So, for the first time, we have a guest on our podcast and it's only fitting that we have this person, the man who introduced us to each other, the man who introduced you to Tamil movies, the man who taught you how to play cricket as well, the man who's behind everything that you are now known for, the one and only, the legend, Method Sudhar.
Ananda.
Thanks, Dodi. But listen, you could have just introduced as the father of the podcast, no?
You are so many things at once. We cannot contain you in one small description.
We have already used that sobriquet for you in the past.
Sobriquet. So many big English words you learned after I let you loose in the world.
Everything. The father of everything. Indeed. Yes. Welcome to the podcast, Mithun. And today we are going to be talking about a couple of songs. One from the near past and one from the distant past. Dodi introduced himself as Keeravani at the start of this episode, which of course is a reference to the music director of RRR, who has won the award for the best original song at the Golden Globe for the song Natu Natu. We are going to be talking about Natu Natu, and we are also going to be talking about another song from the past in a little bit. But before we get into that...
Yeah, so we've undergone a rebranding within, 3 months of existence?
Yeah.
Pivoted like all good startups do in early stages. But yeah, we have a new look. You'll see it on your podcast app of choice. We just wanted to start the new year off with a new look.
Duniya mein logo ko. Whatever. I don't know what comes after that.
By the way, logo in that is different from logo.
Oh, really? Even that I need to learn from you.
Yes, just.
So enjoy our new look for the new year. You'll see it on our Twitter handles as well. And the new look comes to us courtesy of my wife Priya, who helped design the look, and our good friend Elango. You'll find links to some of his work in our show notes. Thank you, Priya. Thank you, Elango.
Yeah, man.
Foretelling what this podcast is going to be about. We will get to Yavava exactly in a bit. But before that, thanks to Priya and thanks to Elango for a wonderful new logo and a new look in the new year. And let's jump right into the episode. We're going to first talk about Natu Natu. And Dodi, you have some notes on the music director of RRR who won the award. His name is Maragadamani, but he has other names, as you've mentioned. Tell us more about M.M. Cream.
No, I just really wanted to talk about kind of when I first came in contact with his work. He turned up in Hindi movies. I think his first Hindi movie was a movie called Criminal, which is a...
Yes.
Telugu and Hindi dub. It was Nagarjuna and Manisha Koirala and Ramya Krishnan.
Mithun's eyes just glistened a little bit at the mention of Manisha Koirala. Must be called out.
And there was a song in that called Tu Mile Dil.
Tu Mile.
Tu Mile.
And that was the one that hit me for the first time. I'm like, who's this guy? Who is this M.M. Cream person? And of course, this was pre-internet, so there's no way to really figure out beyond a point. I just knew it was his first movie. By the way, Tu Mile Dil Khile starts with the Enigma, same sound as our good friend Anthony.
Good news.
And I remember even back then, I didn't have a lot of understanding of music. To be honest, it's not like I have much understanding even now. But back then, I had like close to zero. And I remember listening to it and I was like, this sounds very South Indian. And it's still, it's Kumar Sanu singing. So the accent is fine, everything is fine. But something in the music, you know, the using like Carnatic basses instead of using Hindustani basses or whatever, some stuff like that. But it sounded South Indian to me. I remember noting it at the point, at that time. And much later, literally like last week after he won the award, I went back and looked at all of his filmography. And I realized that I had listened to some of his Telugu movies way back when in the early 90s. He'd done two super, I mean, he's done lots of Telugu movies, but he's done two super famous movies that I'm aware of. There's Gharana Mogudu, which has Chiranjeevi, and another movie called Shanakshanam, which was Nagarjuna and Sridevi, which is basically Ram Gopal Varma redoing like the order, one of those Tirudha meets the meets whatever. That,
no,
thieves on a
it run. Came before Dodd.
It was before. Dodd is the remake. That's what it was. Ah. So, yeah. Ram Gopal Varma doing his original thing.
It is the pre-make.
In the early 90s, I've listened to these albums hundreds of times. And it's literally the only Telugu songs I knew until like very recently. So, yeah. Long, long connection with M.M. Cream /
M.M. Cream. Mithun, tell us about your exposure to M.M. Cream.
I, by the way, do not know this RRM cream at all or any ice cream. Zero context. I know RRR, Rajamouli's movie, and I've enjoyed the song. I had no context of the music director. I don't know any of the history, none of it, but I loved it.
Not salsa, not flamenco, my brother. Do you know? Natu?
What is Natu?
పొలం గట్టు దుమ్ములో నా పోట్ల గిత్త దూకినట్టు పొలే రమ్మ జాతరలో పోత రాజూగినట్టు కిర్రు సెప్పులేసుకొని కర్ర సాము చేసినట్టు మర్రి సొట్టు నీడలోన కుర్ర.
You are a connoisseur of great dance numbers, as we are aware. So tell us about Natu Natu and your thoughts.
It's a wrong question. You're a connoisseur of mass numbers. It needs to be like a very specifically done thing. So this has everything that you would ask for in a mass number, right? There is like a tilting at the windmill. The underdog going at someone who's got like power in that context. You're rooting for the underdog and the setup is beautiful in that case. It is also, by the way, a very unusual male-male friendship. But they're both like giving and taking from each other and actually looking out for each other fantastically. Which, by the way, is unusual. We will go back to the other song we speak about. And speak about how it goes one level further. But in this case, those two are like fully holding each other's core. Both of them are looking out for each other, this, that, etc. Number three, they are able to make a translation from one fully random European dance to this dance based on 1.5 kicks. The kick is going front, front to the back, front to the back. And suddenly it has become the most challenging move to make.
Yeah, and people are
suddenly,
falling,
for no
people
reason.
Are falling to their death. And people are getting vanquished in various ways, right? The women are falling as well. The men are falling. The men are falling in shame. The women are falling in admiration. And these guys are falling for each other. It's,
That is also true. Yeah. I love that. I love that. The women are falling because there was like a certain, you know, high energy which is going on. The men were falling, you know. That last guy had like danced till the end spot, till he had like dropped. Yeah.
Basically, the movie in a nutshell, right? You're defeating colonialism and you're showing friendship. It's basically, that's it. It's like two lines of description of the movie.
Yeah, it's the movie. It's the movie. Yeah, you're right.
By the way, if you had to go by Dodi's arc, if I had to go through other podcasts and stuff which you guys have done, it is Lagan, it is other movies. It's essentially all movie arcs of like the underdog winning over the overdog, but shown in one song with one dance with one kick step. With no requirement for any other narration.
So you mean it is arc, actually.
On the tanda. But by the way, hold on. I have one more thing to say. You know, all of Insta was aflame with when Cameron met Rajamouli and, you know, that conversation. But it was on Beam's intro. It was something else. There was nothing on the song per se. I didn't pick up. I don't know if you guys picked. I would love to have.
Except Cream shows up in that conversation.
No, in the end, he says the songs are good or whatever. But yeah, it's not a major concern.
But okay, but different point. My point was, this is the one that won, right? And if we were to microcosm that to be like the song which is the full movie, I would love to have Cameron or someone like a Scorsese or Spielberg just describe their emotions just watching only the song.
That's an interesting observation. Though I don't know if Hollywood people have the grammar to appreciate a song within an Indian movie just for itself, because they're not used to that kind of content.
Yes and no, but there I will challenge that question, right? Because a Scorsese, a Spielberg, a Tarantino have all done set pieces. A song is a different variation of set piece, and they get what the context is, and they are, and this has rooting in a context, this has like an escalation, this has like a finish. Everything is in it. It's a full story. I understand they don't get the grammar, but they can
and
work.
And they have musicals anyway, so.
Sure.
I wasn't
saying it is belief. The song also features a lot of suspenders of disbelief. Because apart from the kicks, there are also the suspenders. Let us not forget.
Suspender of disbelief, it seems.
Think was the better dancer in this song very quickly.
100% it wasn't Bheem.
Because Ram is the one who graciously loses.
No, because he also danced better.
That's also true. But no, the way you said it, it seemed like you had a philosophical reason for saying it. But okay, yeah.
No, just he danced better. And you know,
it is true.
That is this, form,
This Bheem fellow taking over the full limelight is like because of the bigger star situation.
They're very equal, no?
Yeah, no, but in the context of the story. He's the, you know, of that song, he's the one who's the hero.
But in the industry, Bheem is the better hero. He's the biggest star.
Not really.
No, in the industry.
It's a proper Ajit Vijay situation. I don't think there is a bigger one there. It's my understanding.
I don't know. Okay.
No, I don't know. But
Junior NTR, Junior Chiranjeevi, da? What are you talking?
Yes, da. But Junior NTR works more than Junior Chiranjeevi.
As in works for you or works in the industry?
Because there is wider influence. It's wider influence.
Junior NTR has done a lot more movies than Ram Charan. That is there.
No, man. I'll tell you what. In all of the coverage, there has always been the problem that Junior NTR was not being the hero. It has always been he's bigger, but he's not being allowed to be bigger. Because Bheem and Ram, in that context, you know, what is primary, what is secondary. That was my sense of it. So even in the dance, the question was who danced better. My honest belief is both dance fantastically, but Bheem wasn't the better dancer in that dance. And it's a fantastically choreographed dance, as we discussed. I watched about 50 variations of the suspended dance. I've done like a bunch. But that dance, I think Bheem didn't do better.
Fair enough. I know there were stories about Rajamouli like not shooting until they were perfectly synchronized and whatever else, like one is not faster than the other. So there's like a lot of very mechanical precision to the shooting itself.
Do you know where this song was shot?
Ramoji Films.
Wrong. 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 Dodi.
Ukraine.
This is in front of the parliament building in Ukraine before the war.
What are you saying?
Yeah, pandemic shooting.
Absolutely.
Also.
Oh, well played. Actually, at that point, that would be the cheapest place to shoot in. Nobody will
that's
want
what,
to go to Ukraine.
That's what Putin also thought. That's our review and initial reflections on Natu Natu, which we believe is a microcosm of the entire RRR movie, which is, of course, the rage of the year. The hook for today's episode was, of course, Natu Natu winning the award. But we also wanted to talk about another song. Back in 1994, you had a song called Petarat, which was a trendsetter and a half. And much like Natu Natu, a song featuring two male leads, Prabhudeva and Vadivelu in this case, dancing with each other. An inversion and a subversion of the male gaze, because you have the women and everyone else watching these two guys doing their thing. And there is fantastic music that's unfolding as we watch this play out. Several people at the peak of their powers. Prabhudeva himself, of course. Vadivelu. A.R. Rahman. In early years of A.R. Rahman in his work. And of course, Shankar as well. A very, very innovative filmmaker. And I'm going to surprise you guys with another piece of trivia about this song. The lyrics for Peter App were written by Shankar.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. It's your...
By the way, that is the only song that Shankar has written the lyrics for.
Absolutely. Yeah. You can't top Peter
App. That's pretty good, Pat.
Absolutely. So we're going to talk about Peter App and hopefully in some point deconstruct the song itself. That's the plan.
Let me start with my limited knowledge of this whole thing. But for me, it was more an entry point with Rahman. Right? It's not like I knew the movies or anything, but once Rahman exploded with Roja and Gentleman, even sitting out there, I was still in Dubai at the time, sitting out there, even if I didn't know anything about a Tamil movie, if Rahman has got a soundtrack out, so that would be the entry point to any movie. Like even Kadhalan, I did not know until it was presented to me as this is another piece of music from Rahman. And the innovation of both Mukkala?
What's Mukkala.
Now even Mukkala, Mukabla and Urvasi.
And let's not forget Tenavale, where there are cardboard cutouts that are flying all over the hills of Ooty, I think.
But yeah, this was, I think, really him firing on all cylinders at that time. Probably one of his more complete albums, of course. Back then, a lot of them were very good. But that was really my intro point. Apart from that, the videos for the three of these. Again, Prabhudeva as a dancer, maybe I'd seen him. What is that gentleman song? That's his brother, no?
No, that's him. He is in Chikkubukku.
Okay, yeah. So, yes.
But the brother is also there.
Not in Chikkubukku. The brother is in Arabic Kadhal.
He also in this? I don't
know. No, his brother is also
the
there.
The brother is in Chikkubukku.
So, okay. Prabhudeva has two brothers.
No, but who's the main one?
Niti, always remember.
Raju Sundaram and Nagendra Prasad. Yes.
Niti, always remember. The brother is always there. Go on.
Yes. Moving on. Yes.
So, yeah. Despite some familiarity with Prabhudeva in Gentleman, for me to even see him as a hero or whatever else, and just seeing like full songs dedicated to dance, perfect complement to Rahman doing dance music as well, right? Because usually his songs would be more Indian films which go through all of the different melodies, but here they were like really pushing on the dance aspect of it, the Michael Jackson and all of that.
Ten India Michael Jackson is what Prabhudeva was known as.
No, yeah. I think, Niti, you sent a bunch of Wikipedia links before.
Yeah.
I think it's important. If Dodi felt that this was like a push for someone who was unusual to be a hero to show up. We just spoke Shankar, we spoke Rahman. Everything happened because of the other guy. Gentleman K.T. Kujumon.
Yeah.
That is why this occurred. Because otherwise this wouldn't have occurred.
Yeah, apparently he's the guy who put his foot down and said Prabhudeva will be the hero in this film.
You said someone else was going to be the hero, no? I forget.
Prashant.
Prashant is going to be the hero, which will mean a very bad dance outcome.
No, wait. There is more to this. In a parallel universe, Prashant plays Prabhudeva's role in Kadhalan. And guess who plays Vadivelu's role?
Vivek.
Goundamani.
No. Goundamani. Oh, it's a Goundamani base.
This song could not have existed in that universe. It definitely could not have existed in this form. With both of them.
Goundamani can still shapeshift. No. But Prashant cannot.
Not this shape.
No, but it's an important thing, right? Actually, the person who saw ahead and said that this person could play that role was Kunjumon. Not Shankar, not anyone else.
Yep.
Because if you actually look, it's 1995. This guy has played a role which is so far out of whack of any hero. In that, by the way, Shankar and KT, I don't know who did it. They do a reverse situation on the body morphology because everyone struggled with Prabhudeva being like super thin. Yeah. And then they give SPV assist. that's how it starts. That's where it starts from. And then at every situation available, they actually escalate the fact that this boy is exactly a very different scene from what you think of Hero Emerges.
They've modified things in the movie to make it possible for someone with Prabhudeva's physique to be the hero. And they've done a great job of it. But the character itself is pretty straight. Like, I can totally see Prashant playing that character in a very bad way.
Disagree again. I'll tell you why. They actually didn't, like, modify it to fit Prabhudeva. They embraced it one step further.
Okay.
Okay.
That movie went like one step further on, hey, listen, it is okay for an effeminate hero to play the hero role.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Well played.
He played a joke, if you remember, before the song we are going to discuss.
What's the joke?
Okay, Carly, in a number, sir.
Hmm? What happens?
Unna randa umboda. The sequence before the song.
Well done.
Oh, very cool.
Is the fact where he walks up to Nagma. So Nagma has come in a car. This is the first time when he shows up at the dance studio.
Yeah.
His belt loop is about 1 inch below his waist. It's an important question. It's a very important question. He has shown up at the governor's castle before in baggy pants, which, by the way, none of us knew how to wear, with loops to 1 inch below. And then, the first time he went to that music studio.
Dance school.
The first visit and the first joke is the fact that Nagma's car has like a bunch of 999 numbers. Do you see Ombode at any point in time? It is an uncalled for joke for any context in that point. Now, that joke is a situation where they are creating a context where a bunch of other things collide. And then, you have to see that joke. And then Nagma goes back. She's going to sleep. She sees nines everywhere. I'm not kidding you.
Yes.
Nee sirithal nadai alagu. It is not that thing, but it is roughly like that. She's seeing nines everywhere. Like across the board. The clock is showing nine. The TV channel is showing nine. Everything is showing nine. It is a full scene. It's a real thing. And then she comes back the next day. Which point, both the boys have worn their white pants. Everyone's belt is still 1 inch below the loop. And then they escalate.
It's
sure, yeah. I mean, the movie is out there. I'm sure there was a lot of substances went into the creation of various aspects of this movie. So it's very possible
that's
that
a good
they
read.
Were out there with their thinking.
By the way, the scene where he flies out of the bus door.
Yes, yes, yes.
yeah.
Flat. It is imprinted on all of our minds.
Yeah, flat.
Is my sense. It is the only time, if you were to think about it, where the hero is a fellow who is flying and someone is catching.
Mm-hmm.
Think, the fellow was building a situation well for a while. Now, this, I don't know where Kunjumon is going with this. But I love the fact that he cast it and he embraced it.
No, absolutely. No, that's exactly why we are talking about this film and this song. Right? To have Prabhudeva as a hero is in itself a leap of whatever. And this, I think, was the first full-length sidekick role that Vadivelu did. And he didn't do too many of those. He always did. He didn't do the Vivek Gowdamani track as much as Vivek and Gowdamani did. Right. So it was quite early in that whole comedy sidetrack character piece thing. And it was the first time I think Vadivelu was doing it. What was he known for before this? There was Devar Magan, probably. There was Singaravelan, of course, which was his...
Varaprama.
Hey, I'm talking about Vadiveluda.
Oh, Varaprama is not Vadiveluda. You know, the most annoying thing in this is that Dodi is laughing. It's very annoying. This fellow doesn't know anything.
Bananas I know, macha. This banana, other banana. I have infiltrated myself into the cultural consciousness.
Nagma's father is a well-respected person who is in cahoots with a villain who happens to be Raghuvaran, who goes around planting bombs everywhere. So, but enough about Basha. Let's talk about
Kadhi. Real life.
Well done.
Boom goes the dynamite. Good news.
This guy, I tell you, dude.
This is amazing subtext that has been read into over here.
Super.
I don't think anyone would have gone this deep into Petra.
But Prabhudeva, we have not actually gotten to Petra.
No, first I have a question.
Rhythm of life. Bob Clearmountain meets with attitude, funky drums from hell.
Can someone explain to me what's going on here? These are the opening lines of Petra, guys. Yeah. Bob Clearmountain apparently was a sound engineer or sound mixer or something. And this is a Easter egg that A.R. Rahman apparently has placed into the song. He's still around. He's a 70-year-old guy who used to be active, I think, in the 80s or something. He's a sound recordist, Bob Clearmountain.
Well done. Immortalized forever.
Immortalized forever by people who don't know what the hell he's being said, because Vadivelu's lips don't sync at all. That this is not what he is actually saying, but this is these are the lyrics.
Let's talk a little bit about this song. Again, now I've heard this song thousands of times, but it was like 20 years ago and I never really paid attention. And it was only this time now when I listened to it in prep for this podcast, I started hearing a lot of this ration and buying stuff and whatever. What are all these stories that are happening? Cancer.
Oh, you never got into the
because when I was listening to it, I didn't know any Tamil.
Vanga, sir.
When I was listening to it, it was pre-97, before I came to Chennai, so I didn't know any Tamil. So now when I listen to any of those songs, I can actually understand in some sense what the stories. Yes, of course.
After I taught in Tamil.
And I was today years old, as are you guys, when I found out that Shankar wrote these lyrics, right? And it's mind-blowing. He's gone into everything. Inflation, current affairs, MGR, Shivaji.
Yeah,
Rajani,
MGR, Shivaji.
Everything is there. Oh, by the way, there were people back then whose sole claim to fame, and I'm included in that list, was that they could sing the song fully, end to end. I could sing the song. In fact, me and our brother, cousin brother, Sharat, in fact, did a duet of this song, which we recorded, and it was in one of the many mixtapes in the family at one point.
Somebody explain to me, what's all this? What's his position of all this current affairs and whatever else? Inflation, everything. What is happening in the song, really?
You're asking me the meaning of the song.
Is that
your question? Yes. Like, this song doesn't have meaning. It starts with Saida Peta, Pani Peta, Chrome Peta, Peta Rap. It doesn't mean anything. Those are three places in Madras, and it's the Peta Rap. This is the first, by the way, song in Indian cinema which had a rap.
Of course.
I mean, it was the first movie in Indian cinema to have rap. But this song is about two bumpkins, potentially, showing up at the dance school where the upper class heroine is learning the classical dance form. And these two guys have come there with the express intention, seemingly, of mocking the art.
Country folks.
And bringing a very local, rooted, rustic version of dance, which supposedly is besmirching the environment itself, which is why the heroine is not very happy. And what do they use to do all of that? They use rap, which is exactly what rap is all about, right? It thumbs the nose at the establishment and all.
That's a good one.
Further.
Yeah, you're right.
It was using rap for the first time in Indian cinema, and it was using rap the way rap is supposed to be used and celebrated.
Country fellows came and...
Yeah, and made nonsense. Yeah, and they are literally having nonsense over there. Even before the lyrics begin, before Clear Mountain, there is the whole... this guy first goes up a pole and there are crows that are yelling. Whatever that is. So Prabhudeva climbs up a pole and then he comes down. And his bum lands on a kuttu velak, right? He pierces his buttocks, his backside on a lamp. And then he screams in pain. You can see it in the song. I'm just watching it right now. And then he pushes down a lamp. He destroys three lamps. And after that, Vadivelu is doing the Clear Mountain thing to a bunch of foreigners, actually. After that, you go into Saida Peta, Chrome Peta. So, yeah, Mithu, you were talking about the lyrics.
No, I agree with what you were just saying, because that was supposed to be a tilt at the establishment at some other level altogether, which is what Shankar was doing. And it's the only song Shankar has ever written.
That lens is important now.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't even notice this before. I'm noticing this for the first time when I'm seeing this song. The entire song is actually Prabhudeva reacting to the pain in his bum after he lands on that lamp.
No.
Watch the first 30 seconds of the song. Now that I watch it, when Vadivelu does the Clear Mountain bit, Prabhudeva whizzes past in the background.
Yeah, does that quick walk.
Because he's still reacting from the pain.
That is his choreography, right? All his choreography has some
that
choreography.
Storytelling
is happening in the background at any point of time, which is very easy to recognize Prabhudeva's song from like miles away.
My sense is actually a very deeper question this fellow is saying, right? Like, Indian Anale and Dinsari Ade, which is, there is no change.
Yesterday and today, it's all the same. Yeah.
Kale and Male and Matra Nadi.
Let's forget our worries.
Ko Mandal Kanjab Utri Vaipome, which is, if you get angry, stay away. Keep the anger away. Because everything is exactly the same. This fellow has done this thesis in 1995, saying at this point, everyone keep the anger away. And now, you get up and dance if you have a chance. And I actually think there is something to a person writing this at that time and actually mixing Tamil with English.
So what are you trying to say? So this is like, he's basically saying it's time for the subaltern to come to the forefront and express themselves.
No, da. Actually, reverse, da. He's saying, kom vandal konjam utti vepe, which is like, if the subaltern comes to your like forefront, put it aside and just be like a normal jackass.
Live and let live.
That is what he's saying.
I do multis with ducks.
By the way, I think it is important that those first five lines are actually what Shankar ever wrote and stopped writing.
He said, I've said everything I want to say.
He wrote the rest of the song.
He's like, everyone, shut up. Yeah. Now be calm. Just be chill.
And dance. And have fun. Yeah. There is, of course, the dancing that ensues. Vadivelu is about to cross-dress. Which is interesting. But before that, there is a lot of somersaulting. The Prabhudeva is upside down for a couple of scenes. And he started co-opting others in the dance school into his dance. So they're all doing like cartwheels and somersaults. And Firang ladies are very impressed. They're putting their hand on their cheek. And they're very, very happy to see this very interesting dance. There are ducks in the scene. So I want to bring attention to the ducks.
Mithun Sundar, what's the symbolic importance of ducks?
it's a good question, actually. Dithi, it is not ducks, it was swans.
Oh, really? Black Swan. Like, Darren Aronofsky was inspired by this movie, man.
Regular white swans.
Well done.
Meanwhile, Vadivelu is now shown up in his sari and he's also smoking a cigarette and he's letting out smoke and walking in very effeminate style down the corridor. And then we go into the second para, which is Vadaga current mudal vasal packet palu pullakutti school fees nallana mandana. That is basically
all of middle class.
Rent, milk, school fees, kerosene, cooking oil, everything that you spend money on. And
as usual, you didn't hear me, but I said all of middle class.
Explaining for our podcast audience.
And then he goes into rava, ration, palm oil, pacharisi, godume. Yes. Right? Rava, pacharisi is rice, godume.
Also, he says very importantly, middle class, patala patala.
Patala patala, kutiyam patala patala patala. Tala, okay.
Vikram
is referring to that dance. Ippa podcast aarambikkalangala.
This I did not get. What is this?
Yeah,
Vikram. Pannunga.
Yeah, patala patala.
No,
the opening
it's not
song.
Vikram. There is a line very... Hey, wait, Dodi.
Yeah.
You are taking one.
Yes. So the line goes... Vadaga current mudal, vasal, packet palu, pullakutti, school fees, nallanna, mandanna, rava, ration, palm oil, pacharisi, godume, patala, patala, kasu, konjam kuda, patala, ye, oranna, rendanna. So patala, patala means
it's not enough.
Money is not enough, right? Too many expenses.
He is basically saying, it's by the way, the most lived middle class situation. Yeah. Like, it's not enough.
There are too many expenses. So oranna, rendanna, undi alam odacha. I'm breaking undis to get like, one anna, two anna. And 4 anna, 8 anna, which is 4 anna, 8 anna, kadana odana vangi, which is like by taking loans.
No. Andagunda adagavicho means I will take anything and I will like give it like...
Adagavicho. Correct. Sorry. Yeah.
Andagavicho.
Anda is basically the big pan that you have at home, which typically is family.
I will take whatever is there and I will give you...
And I will pawn it for money. Yeah.
Man, this is like quite a bit for that's the Shankar to be pushing in the middle of this movie, though. Because it's not like...
It's not like the movie is some major statement
on middle class or whatever. Right? The movie is a statement.
It's not. But these the songs were stories by themselves, right? This, by the way, was the peak of, at least in Tamil cinema, which is all I was really exposed to. And which is why Prabhudeva has a huge role to play in this. As a choreographer, as a dancer, and also as a hero. I can readily think of a few other examples, right? Minsar Kanavu, where again he plays the second hero to Aravind Swami. Some will say he's actually the main guy. There are a couple of songs in that film as well, where the songs are literally mini stories of themselves, right? Mana Madurai, Strawberry Kanmi.
Yeah.
These songs totally work, right? And this was also around the time, obviously, cable TV revolution was slowly taking off in, at least in Tamil Nadu. You have entire channels, and SCV was famous. I think it's still around. It's probably called Sun Music now, which is an entire channel that is just dedicated to songs. It plays songs from morning to evening, right? And it made sense to have channels like that because these songs are like packaged entertainment. It's not just the music. It's not just the dance, but they are actual stories. And in this case, the lyrics also say a story of their own.
since you guys admired Jennifer Connelly's like white pants so much.
Nanga jeans pants ata
poraka. Idiots. Idiots number one, you are. Oh my god, the white pants. Full like you're like wearing
jiffy. Yeah, flannels.
So since you did.
Since we're on the topic of pants, we have spoken about Prabhudeva's pants in this song, but the original baggy pants first made their appearance in Chikkubukku Railway. Yes. Where there is a scene where it goes from the night, randomly they're suddenly dancing in the morning. Also, I think it is Gautami's only appearance in an item number, so to speak. It wasn't really an item number, but she was a guest appearance. She comes only for the song. Mithun's very confused.
Is it the only?
Gautami, man. She was like heroine. She never would come for just a song. In fact, nobody used to, right?
No, she would. I'm wondering if she was only, this is the only.
Absolutely. In fact, number? It's the only, I can think of maybe one more example of a top heroine appearing in Tamil cinema as... So,
no.
Sarakku Vechirukke is the other example where Meena comes and dances with Vijay randomly in a movie where she is not there. But these are like top heroines we're talking about. In Chikkubukku, randomly the scene cuts from the railway station in the night to morning in a park. And Prabhudeva appears wearing a pair of pants. The term pair of pants, they should just be called pant. Yeah. But a pair of pants makes sense here because left is white and right is denim. And he wears mismatched shoes also. The shoes are also black and white. I think the socks are also mismatched, but also mismatched with the shoes. So it is white and black socks, but black and white shoes. And the lyrics are, Ninga jeans panta tham potaka, Nanga baggy panta tham parpinga, Nanga baggy panta tham potaka, Ninga vetiya tham tedvik. Yes.
Shoes and socks mismatching is a Michael Jackson thing. To show choreography, to be able to see feet moving and all of that. You'll see it all in a lot of Michael Jackson stuff. Shoes and pants and the socks being exact opposite color of those two. To be able to see the movement and pull the pants up and all of that. Pull the hem up. So there's a VFX podcast that I listen to where they break down VFX from different movies. Okay. Today I was listening to an episode about Top Gun Maverick. So they're talking about some of the explosion, green screen, other stuff that's happening. Apparently, they have changed... In one scene, the color of Jennifer Connelly's pants as well. For like continuity reasons, they changed one set of... She's wearing the linen trousers, but it's been changed to denim. This is the kind of stuff that...
Why is this shattering you, by
because
the way?
I was like in love with those trousers. Now I know that's all manipulated. Nothing is real in the world anymore. Or with her, whatever, the look in that trousers and that whole thing.
No, but you realize, Prabhudeva photo this 30 years back.
Nanga jeans pants ta potaka, ninga baggy pants ta paapinga.
Correct.
Yes.
Different question. Because, you know, there were two songs before Pet Rap happened.
In the film.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In the film. Enavali was one of the songs, as you guys know. And it obviously won, it introduced that fellow and he won the national award and all that. Udit. The singer, whatever.
Suresh Peters. Yes.
Illada, Kannal.
I know, but you are coming to Suresh Peters. No, I am foretelling that.
I am not coming to Suresh Peters.
How can you not come to Suresh?
I am coming to a different discussion. So, Saida Peter, Rani Peter. What is the third word?
Chrome Peter.
You sure?
That's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah.
By limited.
Oh, why is Tena Peter, Alvar Peter not in this? There is a reason.
That's a different question. But I will say one thing. Again, I'm going back to the thing where he set up the Umbodhu. Then he had someone dressed this way. And he had an effeminate hero. And he said, Saida Peta, Rani Peta, Koravan Peta, Peta Rap. Koravan, it's a gypsy. It can be shape-shifting. It can potentially be gender-shift.
Krompet's Tamil name is Koravan Peta, by the way.
But the way it is said is Koravan Peta. And in this song, it is a build-up because the previous scene had like, you know, I will now gender shift.
So, Chrome Pet gets its name from the chrome factory that was set up there. But incidentally, it was earlier known as Koravan Pet. So, in Tamil. So, there you go. The visarana illa pala vishayam veliyavarudhu.
What is?
Okay, then we move on to the last para. Do you want the lyrics broken down for that one also, Dodi? I can help you. Sarayam karuvadu tundubidi vavvalu kudusa kuppatotti pakkathilla tea kada. Actually, there's one para before this, no? Anyway, no, it's okay. We'll go to this one, Dodi. So, Sarayam, you know it. Sarayam is sark.
Okay, I did not know, but sure.
Karuvadu is dried. Sarayam is alcohol, like cheap liquor. Karuvadu is dried fish.
Okay.
Tundu bidi is bidi. Vavval is bat. Bat as in the bird. Bat as in the animal bat. I don't know why it's
okay,
here.
Fine.
It's a non-bird.
I don't know why we are. Yeah, this is a lot of random things. It doesn't really add up.
Then leave it. Then leave it.
Now he's just riffing. Now he's riffing, basically. So, we've reached the end of the song. Who's going to explain the last word in the song?
Yawawa.
Yes.
I think it should fall on Nitul.
Given all of the reading that you've already done, I think now we could.
It's full masculinity, you know. How dare she? That's it. It's like a hark back to, and it's meant to objectify and say, you know, how dare she? And by the way, the next sequence is him showing up and dancing on yellow powder. By the way, the next sequence is actually high bullshit. Hold on. The high bullshit sequence is where Nagma dances to show him
how to dance.
He is not dancing well. Then he climbs some window or some shit and then he does one dance.
Correct.
And he does it so well. And so that scene is how dare you. And then there's a hark back to,
I have learned dance and I can do this for you. Yeah. It's not well done at all. It's pretty cheesy, but it's okay. Yeah.
No, but Prabhudeva's dance is well done.
I don't think it is a male versus female thing. It is a high class versus low class thing, which is what they were going for. Even I can learn classical dance because my love for you is so high.
Actually, I get with that. I get with that. I think there's a classism, there's a maleism, and there's a genderism, all of which that fellow was pushing it. But Niti, you can't finish this without discussing Raghuram's role in this movie.
I would love to, accept that I didn't watch the movie recently or anytime recently. So I really don't know much to say. Yeah, but he's bursting bombs everywhere.
Tell. Give us a wrap-up. Raghuvaran wrap-up.
So Raghuvaran's he's a bomb expert in this movie.
Speed, like, basically.
The stereotype is taken to its logical conclusion. Yeah, he's a bomb expert. So Girish Karnad is Nagma's father. Happens to be the governor. So, also, by the way, since the movie did not feature one of the traditional well-known good-looking heroes, the producer decided to introduce two new angles to make Kadalan more interesting. One being the usage of special effects, including the transparent bus that was used in Urvasi. The other being the friction between the then governor Channa Reddy and the chief minister Jayalalitha. So the villain in this film is the governor of the state, being played by Girish Karnad, who initially refused to play this role and had to be convinced by Kunjumon, apparently. There was opposition shown to this movie later because the governor was shown in bad light.
Of course.
But Jayalalitha loved it because she was having a tiff with the governor, and hence the movie passed through unscathed. The governor father doesn't do the dirty work by himself, right? Okay. So he's trying to plant bombs everywhere to show that, you know, the because he is in cahoots with the central government in the movie, which is always trying to create unrest in the south. And the person he uses to do his dirty work is this guy who shows up as a shepherd randomly.
By the way, it's the most random opening of ever. was Raghuvaran being like a goat herd hand. Like one thing. And suddenly he shows up as like one random fellow.
Yeah.
I don't know why he had to walk behind like that.
No, that is a disguise. That's his disguise. He's in cahoots with the governor. Right?
It made no sense. It made no sense.
unlike everything else in this film.
My sense is this movie actually does a first ever on special effects of something we all use every day today on our mobile phones. And it's the first ever South Indian introduction of that into a mass media.
Instagram filters, headphones.
Not headphones, not Insta filters. Great guesses.
Something in the phone, clock or something.
It's like when Alavandan did that anime shit. It was the first ever in Tamil cinema. And anime is everywhere. But for us, it was the first view.
Anime, ellame anime.
It's the first ever use of something we all touch all the time.
Magnet. Niti, magnets. Niti. Magnets. Science, bitch.
Well done.
So, Dodi, in the middle of this film, there is some coin or what? It's some blouse hook or something. This is the Shankar kinky bugger. There is some that belongs to Nagma or something that falls in the trash. And this guy takes a magnet and goes to the trash can and something to try and find it. I thought that's what, which is why magnets, science. So, inspiring Vince Gilligan many years later.
By the way, good guess, but no, you're getting in the way. Like, it's not a kinky answer, but it's something that's super prevalent, but it's there. And I believe this is the first time in a movie, the first time emojis were ever used. Was this. It goes boom from Prabhudeva's head. There's a scene where it goes and he sees exclamation doom, 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 doom.
It happens in... But in Chikkubukku, you have those arrows and tears and everything, which are actually a precursor to emojis. But...
I went out on a limb. I said I don't know.
Oh, so what you're actually remember is Chikkubukku, is it? Or you're saying it happens here also?
I didn't chronologically connect to Chikkubukku, so Chikkubukku is first.
Saying it comes in this movie also. No, that's fine. But yeah, it's a very it's a very good observation.
It's a Gunjumon scenes.
Hey, this is Shankar. Yeah, this Shankar is special effects. I think you're giving Kunjumon more credit than
special effects.
Very honestly, Shankar was the special effects guy through and through.
Okay, and yes, at this point. Of the course. Movie exists because Kunjumon decided
of course.
To.
I'm not taking that away.
Shankar reserves nothing. Prabhudeva is the movie.
Yeah, I don't disagree.
And there is a very important point to this thing because Shankar said no to Prabhudeva.
Yeah.
With Prashant, it's a very different movie. It wouldn't have gone all the way it went.
Come on. Spielberg.
So what is the Spielberg connection? Prabhudeva's opening sequences, he went for a night show of a movie. And then the next sequence is SPB is bathing Prabhudeva. All of that is going on. They're discussing it. But he says, a Jurassic Park pa, afternoon show kadikla pa, athanal night poet. Avaru pannarla.
What he has done, I will do. Shankar is speaking.
Shankar
is speaking.
Yeah. Well done, well done. No, this is a good one.
Fabulous.
One hark off happens.
Well done.
Romba cool, bhai. Idu romba cool. Yo. You to better rap. Yeah, wah, wah.
So one of the things we wanted to do this year with the podcast was just to do a couple of pop culture New Year resolutions. Since it's the beginning of the year, everybody wants to start their life anew. Many people take up gym memberships. For me, it's something to do with content. So, do you have anything, Nitin?
You recommended a whole bunch of stuff in the previous podcast, and I'm already... so, one of my resolutions is to try and watch some of that stuff, and I'm happy to report I've gone through the first season of Atlanta, which was one of your top five picks for the year. I hope to go through that. I hope to watch Bluey and maybe a couple of other shows that you recommended.
Okay, sounds good. So, we'll do check-ins on those. I wanted to do, and I think it's fitting that we have Mithun here as well, since Mithun has been after me for a long, long, long time to watch this show. Mithun, do you want to give a little preview of Mad Men? It's been a gap in my...
content-watching CV.
One-minute cell on Mad Men.
Narendra Dodi, you have several gaps in your life.
Mithun, first, please let our audience know who introduced you to Mad Men.
There was an aberration in the universe where Nithi introduced me to something.
A rip in the fabric of time. For the first time, for the first time ever, since the time I introduced Mithun to Seinfeld, was when I introduced Mithun to Mad Men. Anyway,
cycle gap.
I'm glad Nithi introduced me to a lovely show. I don't know how else to say it on a podcast, but, you know. Dodi, your life problem of having to be with the Zeitgeist. You know. Zeitgeist. But, you know, I have a few counselors to recommend. And if you could work with that, at some point, you could also watch Mad Men and experience what the rest of humanity has gone through. And understand that all of our journeys are together.
and be with us.
So that's my pop culture resolution. I'm going to be watching Mad Men through this year. And we'll probably do seasonal check-ins or something like that. You can come in and help decode after each season.
If you would lean in with us, we love
There's
you.
There's more.
You love us too.
So I have a resolution for you. I want you to watch a show. I think from everything I've heard, this is the perfect companion piece to Mad Men. And we can obviously end up talking about it a bit more as well. But there's a show called BoJack Horseman on Netflix. And I know you will push back, but genuinely, everybody speaks about this and Mad Men as being two sides of the same coin. I'll send you like a bunch of links. But we should watch Kamal.
MGR, Sivaji, Rajini,
Kamal. All shows houseful. Summa or anime. Yes.
Anime.
You have an aversion to animation, but I think this will really scratch Mad Men itch for you as well.
I've never heard this Battle to Mad Men thing before, though. Whatever I've heard of BoJack.
You have recommended BoJack, but you haven't recommended it as a... Yeah. Okay, Mad got Man. It, okay. Amma, vandutanga.
Mad Men, BoJack, Atlanta, and other shows are our New Year resolution.
Yeah, and we'll keep checking in with each other.
Okay.
Spotting. This is going to be fun to edit. It's been a great podcast and a great recording session with Mithun. Discussing RRR, Natu Natu, Better App, everything around masculinity in Tamil cinema, and finally our pop culture discussions. Hope you enjoyed, and MM Cream.
The MM Cream of all our podcast episodes. The MM Cream de la Cream of podcasts.
Hope you enjoyed listening to this. If you have any feedback, please write to us on yointermission@gmail.com. And please reach out to us on Twitter if you want at yointermission. That's our handle there. Please like, rate, review on your podcast app of choice. And see you when we see you. Bye.
Bye-bye.